This is Alison Roberts interviewing Dennis Hall from Whitebridge on the 27th of March 2008 in regards to the Fernley track. Mr. Hall, can you tell me a bit about your experiences with the track?
Yes, well, I've lived in Whitebridge all my life, and the house I live in, I still live in now, backs onto the old railway line. And I remember, because of my grandmother was a station mistress on the track, I used to spend a lot of time down there, and with my mates at the time, we were only probably 8 or 9 years old, and it used to be good to get down there, and you get the pennies, and you put the pennies on the track, and the trains would go over, the steam trains would go over them, and I know it was always a very scary experience, because normally we would go in between Whitebridge and Burwood, where there was a lot of bush and no houses, and we would put the pennies on the track, and as soon as we hear the train coming, there wasn't much room to get off the track, and to have these massive big steam trains, just the noise of the train, and the smoke and the hissing, they were like a big monster, and I was scared at the time. Because you couldn't get far enough off the track to get away from them. And then once the train had gone over them and the carriages or the wagons, we'd pick the pennies up off the track and see they'd flattened out to about 3 times the size that they originally were. We used to love doing that. And we used to walk the track from Whitebridge, usually through to Cahiba. And every time you'd hear a train coming, we'd hear the steam trains coming, more so than a diesel, because they were a lot noisier than a diesel. You'd have to try and find somewhere to get off the track. And I remember one time we're going into Adamstown, and because the tunnel's there, and three of my mates said, "Oh, we're going to go through the tunnel," and I was too scared because I thought, "What if a train comes?" But there were. Inside the tunnel there were like little cut-out sections where you could actually get in, but you couldn't see in there because it was black. So I never ever went through the tunnel while the trains were using the track, never. I remember sort of later on in life, when probably teenagers, and the old non-air wagons that they used to use on the railway line, they had a guard's van on the back. So you couldn't really jump on the back of a wagon because you always had the guards being there and the guard was watching. But later on, when they got the air big wagons, steel ones, there was no guards van. And I remember many a time going down to Redhead Beach, and of course the trains were only doing maybe 5-10 kilometres an hour, that we jump on the back of the very last wagon, and usually the driver couldn't see it because the train was too long. And we'd get a lift down to Redhead Beach and spend the day down the beach. If we were lucky enough, we'd get a train back to Newcastle or to Whitebridge. And if we weren't, well, we'd just have to walk home through the track. But we were very, very lucky, I suppose. We're fortunate that no one actually got killed or fell underneath the wheels of the wagons. So it was very interesting.
And living on the track, can you remember hearing the noises of the trains all the time?
Definitely, yeah. Those trains used to go into the night, and I remember my bedroom was facing the railway line, and my bedroom was probably 200 metres from the track, and I know I had old timber windows in my bedroom, and the trains that were coming from Redhead were going up a grade, and if the trains were coming from the Adamstown end, they were going up a grade, and Whitebridge was around about sort of the very crest of the grade. But with the trains coming, especially from Redhead, the vibration, especially of the diesels, used to make those windows vibrate. So it could be, 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and I'm only probably, 10, 12 years old, and those windows would vibrate and vibrate and vibrate until the train got to the crest, and then it would power off. And then the windows would stop vibrating. And the only way I fixed that was to put aluminium windows into my bedroom, and that stopped the vibrating. Oh.
Is there anything else you want to add about the track? Your experiences?
I know probably when I was in the mid-50s, late-50s, and still going to primary school, and we didn't have a lot of money in those days. And to get into Newcastle, we catch a train into Newcastle. So it used to be dearer to go from Whitebridge into Newcastle. So sometimes when you get on the train at Whitebridge, the station wouldn't be attended. So what you do, when you got into Newcastle, you'd tell the station master that you'd gone on a Cohiba. So you'd save yourself probably about 2 or 3 pence. And as a kid, you know, that 2 or 3 pence came in handy for buying lollies, things like that. Yeah, that's about all, I think.
Good. Yeah. Anything else you want to add? Or?
No, I don't think so.
Good.
I think I'm all storied out.